Okay, we're at the last daf in the perek and the last mishmar of the current man. I'd like to talk about the Barbuta controversy, which is here in Tosfos Mem Amud Aleph, and more famously in the Hagos Hashri here in the back of the Gemara. There are really two parts to what I want to deal with. Half of it has to do with fish, and half of it has to do with dreams, as you'll see in a moment. The sisach over this Barbuta fish, apparently, it's a fish which doesn't have scales when you take a look at it. The suspicion is that it sheds its scales as it's pulled out of the water. The Gemara on Lamitasa Med Aleph said that fish that have scales, even if the scales fall off, remain kosher. And apparently this whole argument about this Barbuta fish was whether it has scales or it doesn't have scales, or what it has is considered scales when it's pulled out of the water. And there was a big machlokes in the Rishonim if this fish is kosher. I don't know for certain. I'll make a suggestion in a minute. I don't know for certain what type of fish it is. Tosfos here, Rabbi Otam says, and Tosfos Omar Rava, that this Barbuta, Tosfos spells it with a sin at the end, Barbutas, that the Barbuta fish is kosher. Based on the other simanim, the Gemara says that kosher fish have a backbone, and kosher fish don't have flat heads. And since it has the other simanim, Tosfos Shita is that's adequate. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Hagos Hashri brings the language of Yehuda Chassid. You know, Yehuda Chassid always has a way of saying things. Yehuda Chassid was from those who held it's not kosher. See, after he brings, in addition to Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam and Rashi also held it was kosher. So Yehuda HaChassid is quoted as saying, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid Omer, Kol Misha Yachal Barbuta Lo Yiskolecha Leviyasa. That's Yehuda HaChassid's style. Instead of just saying it's treif, he says, if you can eat the Barbuta, you're not going to get any Leviyasa. So, now that's a scary thing, you know. They're going to be giving out the Leviyasa when Mashiach comes, you're not going to get a piece. So Yehuda HaChassid holds that it's treif. He goes on, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Pamachas, Hitire Rabbeinu Ephraim. Someone came to Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Bali Taisis, and he was martyr. Va'omru loy b'chaloyim shehitir shrotzim. And in his dream, they showed him that he told people to eat shrotzim. So v'chazavai v'osrai. So he got up in the morning after such a dream, so he said, don't eat the barbuta. This is Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbi Yochasan, apparently there's something spooky about eating this barbuta fish, but it seems that the poiskim basically are mekel. So I'm not sure what species it is, but I asked Rabbi Google, I just said which kosher fish shed their scales. I got from the OU. They don't say anything about barbuta. They say in a piece about herring, good old-fashioned Yiddish herring, amazingly, most of the scales fall off the herring as they are being removed from the water. By the time the fish are brought to the processing plant, they have almost no remaining scales. If a representative from the kosher certifying agency is not right there on the boat with the fishermen, which is not likely, how does the kosher certifying agency know that the fish are kosher? Now, I would think you say, Rabbeinu Tam, you look if it has a backbone and has a rounded head. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. But apparently they're not Seimach on that alone. Now, the Mechaber says he could be Seimach on it, but the Taz I see is Mefakfek. So they say they have other ways of checking. They check under the ears for scales that didn't fall off, or they wrap it in a cloth and bang it and they find scales. What? The question is if that herring, well, most herring that you catch it don't come with a label and a package. The fish are quite similar. A lot of the fish are very similar. And it's very, very, it's not so simple. A lot of fish are similar to a lot of other fish. It will be pickled already, you could tell. But it's just a plain fish. A lot of fish are very similar one to the other. So the question is, if the fish they're showing you is a herring that lost its scales, or it's a different fish that wasn't a herring, that they lose the scales. Not they were swishing. They weren't fishing. They caught fish. They're bringing it in. We don't know it started as a herring. Maybe it started as some other type of fish, which is the same size as a herring. Fish is fish. I mean, no, if you know they had fish, the question they switched it. If you know they had kosher fish. But we don't know they had kosher fish. They weren't fishing. They come in with a spool of fish. And the question is, are they herring or they're not herring? So, so it seems there's no gezeirah of Marisai that doesn't have scales, because they always serve the fish without scales. Fish, they scrape the scales off. When you get fish in the store, they always scrape off the scales. Just the Rav Avash has to see the scales when he's starting. If it has scales, it has fins. It can have fins without scales. So anyway, this is, like, Sisuf number one is about this type of fish. We have no problem. We just look if it has a hechsher. It doesn't have a hechsher. But I was thinking maybe this is why the herring became a very lumdish fish over this.
On the boat, they have a
mashkiach. No, but Shana from Mashkiach. Well, when... No. Tuna, sometimes they fillet the boat. They don't fillet everything on boats. The tumul was over those fish that they fillet on the boats. Those are the issues. But
how do you know?
Mamaisa, they don't give... The hechsherim we use don't give... Don't allow the fillet on the boats without a hechsher. They don't allow it. At any rate, this is the tumul, the fish tumul. The secondary tumul, and a lot more interesting for the Shabbos table, is the question of whether even Adam Gadol has a dream, whether you can paskin halachas from such a dream. You paskin halachas because in a dream they said they're shrotzen. So it's interesting, the Noda Yehuda, as you know, as you might know, was very against all of these supernatural things. He was vehemently opposed to it. And then he has here his Lashon. He's angry at Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim held its kosher. And he had this dream, he backed out. So he says, the Lashon of Noda Yehuda is, Lahavi Raya Mechalayim Yof Hevelhu, Ein by Mamish. He says to the person who's discussing it with him, why didn't he come to the others? He's very upset with this idea of relying on dreams. Now let me tell you the background in the Gemara. There are two Gemaras. One Gemara is in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. The Gemara says the following: somebody has a dream. In the dream, they tell you. I think even the case is the father came to him in a dream and told him, I hid money in this and this spot. You know, under the tree, on the right side, dig 5 feet, you'll find money. And he finds the money. But in the dream, he tells him the money is my Sasheni money, or it's Tzedakah money, or it's Hegdish money. So he tells him where it is, and he finds the money. And in the dream, he tells him it's Hegdish money. So what does the Gemara say? Keep the money. You don't have to believe that it's Hegdish. There's no such thing. So Gemara says, which is consistent. Like Yehuda on the bottom of the photo said, there's some Seifa also. He says someone had a dream that he made a certain type of neder. And Devarim B'Telem, Kol Chaloimim, Devarim Shem, Inyib Efnei Atzman, that the dreams don't count. So Rabbi Kiv Eger and the Noda Yehuda ask from the Gemara in the Darim Daf Ches. The Gemara in the Darim Daf Ches says that if someone has a dream that they put him in Chayrim, he should get a Bezin the next day to be matter the Chayrim. And it's brought in the Rambam and in Halacha. The other Gemara in Sanhedrin is also brought in the Rambam. So there seems to be Rabbi Kiv Eger and the Noda Yehuda ask a stira. You follow one Gemara says, that's the Gemara's Lashon. You found the money. It's even a raya in your dream is true. So you went there and you found the money. But ain't chalayim b'li dvarim v'teilim. So you don't have to believe that it's tzedakah money. The other Gemara says, if you have a dream that puts you in chayrim, you have to go be matir the chayrim. So the Kiv Eger asks, and if you there, says the steer of the two. So what they basically answer is that, in different lashonis, is that dreams could be real. There could be something to it. But in Dinei Mamonis, you don't have to give away money because it could be true. I might say Bechaver, all of a raya. Violating Cherem is a sakana. For sakonis, you have to worry about dreams. But otherwise, the person doesn't have to worry about inyanim that are involved in dreams. They're what? But you're passing halachas from it? You're passing halachas from it? The dream and interpretation has nothing to do with it being true. It has to do with it coming true in the future. And I want to tell you, in this week's parasha, Reb Chaim Knievsky in Talmud Dekra brings the following. The Gemara, in this week's parasha, you have the Mapilim. After the Meraglim, the Mapilim try to go up the mountain and they're all killed. The Gemara, the Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, the Agadah, the Gemara in Bava Basra, in Gimel Amud Beis, Hayadal Adam and Aleph, it has there the Agadatas of Rabbah Bar Bar Chana. It says that Tahutia, somebody brought Rabbah Bar Chana, and he saw the mason, the Mapilim. He actually came upon the dead bodies of the Mapilim. It says that Tzitzis were there. So Rabbah Bar Chana said, great! Now there's so many machloiksim about Tzitzis, how many strings, how many knots, how many everything. He went to cut off one of the tzitzis, bring it back. In the midbar, they probably got it right. These are the Mapilim. So he went to cut off the tzitzis and bring it back. So as soon as he cut off the tzitzis, he couldn't move. So the Hautia, the one with him, told him, if you hold it, you can't move. You have to leave it here and you have to go away. So kachav. So Reb Chaim Knievsky asked, what's wrong? It sounds like a very legitimate thing to do. So his language that he writes is, Ein rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu levarer halacha al pi derazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be mevarer halachas in supernatural ways. That's not the way birur halacha should be. I'm not sure exactly. It's so terrible if you find it. What? Maybe it's a man of Leiv HaShemayim, something like it. But you don't pass them on Baskel. The first ate, and then the Baskel said that he did good. But they didn't eat because of the Baskel.
They passed it, was good
without it. The Torah Shlomo HaMelech said that by the Chaduka Space of Migdash they could eat on Yom Kippur. But the Baskel came afterwards and said that they did good. It wasn't, they didn't pass it based on it. They didn't pass it a halacha based on it. So it could be that Chaloimis have something, but they don't pass it in halachas. Rav Palm, when he was Nifter, we were learning Bava Basra, the Pesach's man, before his Petir was during the summer. So I asked him in the hospital, I said, the Rambam says that Ein Adam Misani Min HaTzedakah. We're learning the first paragraph of Bava Basra, the Sugya of Tzedakah. The Rambam says, Ein Adam Misani Min HaTzedakah. Guarantee, you don't become poor from Tzedakah. The Rambam writes this in Yad. He doesn't write supernatural things too often. Ein Adam Misani Min HaTzedakah. So I asked him, it says in Ramah, the Gemara says you shouldn't give away too much Tzedakah. You shouldn't give away more than the chaimish of your income. If you have money in the bank, you give out whatever you want, but what you live off, you shouldn't give away more than a chaimish. The Ramah says, Shami Yisani v'nim semutal ala tzibur. Because if he gives away too much tzedakah, he might become poor, and it'll be mutal ala tzibur. So, I asked the Rambam, I don't understand, the Rambam guarantees, ein odam misani minat tzedakah, the Shulchan Aruch brings it, nilchas tzedakah, the Yerush Mem Tesef Beis. He brings eight other Misani at Tzedakah. And then a little later it says, don't give away too much, it might be Misani. It's a stira. So, what? I mean, eight other Misani at Tzedakah is only from that amount. The Rambam doesn't say it that way. I mean, eight other Misani at Tzedakah as long as you give up, you did. Not if you give Shalai up, you did. That's what Rapam answered me. Rapam answered me that eight other Misani at Tzedakah. We don't paskin halachis based on these type of things. On supernatural things, we don't make halachis. Halachis gebayt on the teva, and whatever is within the teva, that's the way we do things. So I think an understanding of the Neid Yehuda's anger at paskin halachis from chalaimais is probably based on that. Irabin or Ephraim went and said, "Don't eat it anymore." I don't know, you know, if I had such a dream, I probably would also say, "Don't eat it anymore." Does that mean he paskin, nobody should eat it? I don't know. So anyway, the shaila of whether Divrei Chalayim is count or not, I don't know. But that was the tumult. What? I don't know. He said the dream said it's like eating shrotzim. Eating shrotzim is lav dafka sakana. Eating shrotzim is an issur d'oraisa. So I don't know. All right. I hope we should all be zechetif and delviyason. No barbutas. I don't even eat herring. Hope everybody has a wonderful summer. Thank you. When we come back in Yitz Hashem, the Thursday after Labor Day, I would like everybody to bring one new person. In Yitz Hashem, and we'll have a fuller base medrash. And we'll start the third parak in Yitz Hashem after the summer. Mazel tov to the Midnight Chabura, who are making a siyum of Sefer Ezra. They're starting the Chem Yom Yitz Hashem. You're invited to learn the last parak. It's a list of 113 names. You know the last parak. See if it's 113. I counted them when I learned it. I think it was 113.